The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
It certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. It, of course, is one of the great sports days of the year.
Can you believe it?
Trade deadline day.
Stand by. Just gotta unlock my phone. All right, Jeff Passan once again. The Dodgers are finalizing a deal to acquire right-handed reliever Brock Stewart from the Twins.
Twins are just anything not nailed down, they're getting rid of at this point.
Red Sox destroyed him.
Yep.
That guy was throwing smoke the other day against the Sox.
Everybody throws smoke.
That's fair.
They kind of all throw gas now. So
the
trade deadline, 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So right at the very end of WEEI Afternoons. That'll be the end of the trade deadline. There has not been a lot of great players traded. Suarez did go from the Snakes to the Mariners. That's the best bat. He's fifth in the majors in home runs. So I'd qualify him an all-star, having a great year. And then a bunch of closers have changed teams, including Mason Miller going to the Padres.
Yep.
Kyle Finnegan going to the Tigers. Johan Duran going to the Phillies. And then where did Ryan Helsley go?
Helsley went to the Mets.
Went to the Mets. So those are pretty much the big names, I would say.
I think that covers
it. As far as last night and today is concerned.
Josh Naylor moved last week. That's one other I would add. So, yeah, I don't think a lot of great players have moved. There still isn't a big-time starting pitcher unless you consider the Biebs, Shane Bieber.
Yeah.
That, which I would not.
Okay.
He hasn't thrown a pitch. We said this a bunch today, but he hasn't thrown a pitch in Major League Baseball yet this year. Former Cy Young winner back in the COVID year. So we're still waiting for that to free up. Maybe there'll be a flurry of activity between now and 6. Is it possible? Possible, Keith.
Okay.
Breslow's still on Central Time. The team was in Minneapolis. I'd imagine that's Central Time.
Yeah, all of our bodies are affected differently by travel.
Is it possible some? Well, I don't think he actually was on the trip, but just, you know, he was just kind of accounting for the team there, maybe.
Maybe he's doing a lot of FaceTimes.
Anything, threw him off. And maybe he thinks he's got until 7?
No.
Yeah, I mean, as Kevin Garnett said, anything is possible.
Okay.
But no, I think you're already looking for excuses for your guy Breslow, because you're going to have to be anti-Breslow starting tomorrow, is what it feels like.
Well, I'll figure a way to worm out of it.
All right.
Yeah.
And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that
grab bag.
I just know it.
Shohei Ohtani had to leave his start last night due to cramps.
Oh, is that why he left?
Yeah, he also blamed the bad weather. But yeah, he went 3 innings, had to leave, said he had cramps.
Okay.
So.
That's what Chapman
had. They lost.
Isn't that what Chapman had the other day?
Cramps?
Yeah, I think he had a back cramp.
Spasm.
Oh, you're right. It was
spasm.
Yeah, yeah,
cramps. I guess he wasn't eating enough bananas. So he had,
yeah, it was a spasm. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That sounds worse than a cramp.
Right.
That doesn't sound
cramps,
great.
Like, get back out there. Yeah. Spasm, you're like, oh, easy, bud. Easy. Take all the time you need.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch a grab bag. I know not everybody has got a grab bag like me.
The Las Vegas Raiders, the team the Patriots will face week one of the regular season, have signed left tackle Colt Miller to a 3-year contract extension worth $66 million. 42.5 of that will be guaranteed.
He was a pipe dream at one point.
He was. He was.
What was he doing? Was he not like showing up? Around the draft, he was just in trade rumors,
I think. Yeah, he was in a lot of trade rumors because they hadn't gotten this deal done yet, and they were like, all right, if they're not going to extend him, will they trade him? And then
they extended him.
They extended him.
And they're not going to
trade him. Took him a little while, but they did.
All right.
They did, yeah.
It's grab bag.
NFL football tonight.
Mm.
That's right, Jones. It's July 31st.
Like that.
But we have an NFL game tonight on NBC and Peacock. It is the Hall of Fame game. The Detroit Lions taking on the Los Angeles Chargers. Lions are laying 1.5.
Ooh. They're starting, I believe, Herndon Hooker, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, the Hooker should be out there.
And then it's Trey Lance for the Chargers.
Okay, over-under, 33.5. Maybe you're more interested in that.
See, I think no Ben Johnson, Keith. Yeah. That's going to start slow out of the gates, I would imagine. So I'll take the under on 33.5.
You're taking the under?
Yeah, I'll lay the 1.5, though. I'll lay the point and a half for the Lions.
You know, I went to Canton earlier this year.
I heard that.
I've been to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Sick brag, bro.
Yeah, it's no doubt. No doubt. Ken, Tom Ken, Benson Hall of Fame Stadium.
Ken would tell you you could do that in any town in America.
There's only one.
Yeah.
There's only one.
Grab bag.
There's a new docuseries on Netflix about the WWE. It's called Unreal, and it is a look behind the curtain, if you will. Five episodes. They're all roughly 50, 55 minutes, an hour long. And it's from pretty much the Royal Rumble through Mania from this past year, so like January through April. And it's pretty cool. Clearly, it's like, you know, it's a Peyton Manning production, but obviously WWE doesn't look bad in any way. So there's not like, it's not like an expose.
Have you seen all five?
I have seen four of them.
What about you, Bill?
I have not watched any of it yet.
Oh, you haven't? I thought you and Nick have been talking about it.
I was just picking his brain on getting his thoughts on it.
Got it.
I think Nick said he wrapped it up today, last night, too.
I think it's really enjoyable. It's one of those things where it's funny. Like, 20 years ago, it never would have happened, and anybody involved with it would have been shunned from the wrestling community. And it's like, you know, because for a while it was real, and then it was like, all right, it's predetermined, but like, still don't tell us how you're doing it. Now it's like you're in the writer's room, like pitching, like who's gonna win the Rumble.
Oh, so that's like, kind of cool. So you're getting to look in at that.
Yeah. So it's
that would maybe even interest me.
Yes. And then it's like wrestlers talking about like the matches they're about to have, and then they're like nervous for whatever reason, and they're talking about this, that, and the other thing. But it's cool. It's like it's unlike anything I've really seen before. There's some good wrestling documentaries. This one, though, is a little bit different. And it's a lot of Triple H. Obviously, he's sort of like the head of the whole thing now that Vince is gone. And so it's cool. And like John Cena's heel turns in this. And like, I don't know, there's some good stuff so far. I've liked it. Yeah.
Interesting.
Grab bag.
All right, I have two on this date in histories. Are you ready?
Oh,
two.
Yes.
On this date in histories. On this date, 2004.
Yeah.
Nomar Garciaparra was traded away by the
Red
Sox. And as you alluded to earlier, the deadline, I think that year was either 2 or 3 o'clock, and it, like, passed, and nothing had happened yet. And then, like, however many minutes after the fact, they're like, oh, we have another one, Nomar traded. I was like, wait, what the world?
That was a legitimate. I heard Curtis say this morning, and I feel the exact same way. I remember exactly where I was when I found out about that trade.
That was groundbreaking.
Keith, I was. I think I might have even talked about this when we hung around with Joe Weil one day on the Red Sox Radio Network.
Thank you.
Good I was call. Working on the Red Sox affiliate in Derby, Vermont, WIKE.
Wow.
I was doing the board. I was board hopping that game. And I showed up, and on the pregame, they're like, oh, Nomar got traded. I'm like, the hell? I was like, wait, what?
No, he didn't.
And so I remember that very, very well, where I was when it happened. I was very much against the trade. And I was very wrong, very par for the course for me. I was very wrong.
Yeah, no, it ended up working out for him. But no, I was like everybody else, especially our age. Like, Nomar was the man. And, you know, we would debate. We'd be like, Nomar's better than Cheater. Nomar's even better than A-Rod. Like, people in Boston were like obsessed with it with Nomar.
Yep.
He was traded part of a four-team deal with Matt Merton to the Cubs.
Wait, a four-team deal?
Yeah, ready?
Yeah,
because all this happened at the same time.
Okay.
So Matt Merton and Nomar to the Cubs. The Twins sent Doug Mankiewicz to the Red Sox. The Cubs sent minor leaguer Justin Jones to the Twins. The Cubs sent Francis Beltran, Alex Gonzalez, and Brendan Harris to the Expos. And the Expos sent Orlando Cabrera to the Red Sox.
Which Alex Gonzalez?
The one that would play in Toronto, that played in Toronto for a while.
Oh,
yeah.
Maybe a random. I think it was
not
a random
ball. Not our. Alex
yeah,
Gonzalez.
Not the one that came back.
Yeah,
not
I think it was,
here.
I think it was a random baller.
Did we have Alex S. Gonzalez?
Ooh, I don't recall which.
I think this was Alex S.
This was Alex S.
Alex for the, S.
So
Jay's not the Marlins.
What was Gonzalez? He was just here 1 year, right?
Yeah, quick.
He was fun to watch.
So,
yeah.
Dave Roberts was a separate trade. That was not that same
trade.
I lumped them in together, but that was a separate trade technically, yes.
This is.
Grab bag.
Also on this date, in the year 2000, Tom Brady made his NFL preseason debut for the Patriots in the Hall of Fame game against the San Francisco 49ers, leading into a weekend where Joe Montana and Ronnie Lott would be inducted into the Hall of Fame.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So that was the first game Belichick coached, preseason game, Hall of Fame game, as you just said. Patriots and Niners. I do recall watching this game. I mean, I don't remember Brady standing out in any way, shape, or form.
Not.
but I do remember watching this game as well. But the symmetry is wild. It was against his team. His idol, Joe Montana's going into the Hall of Fame that weekend.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
And that was the first actual NFL action he got. He got into one regular season game that year, I believe, against the Detroit Lions on Thanksgiving, and then he didn't start until the following season.
It's crazy.
But that is like, when you talk about a storybook career and lifetime for Tom Brady, that's just another, like, small one in there. That's when he made his debut.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Hilarious.
Y'all want a single seat?
Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag.
Y'all want a single seat?
Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag.
Y'all want a single seat?
Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag.
Y'all want a single seat?
Grab bag.
Boom, boom, boom.
Look, there's no way to trim these down sometimes.
You can't.
You could. What could you have taken out of that?
Nothing. It wouldn't have the same impact on us. Again, maybe the best band not in the Hall of Fame, Korn. All right, we have some Madden ratings, Jones. Top 10 at each position.
Okay.
Top 10 quarterbacks. Now, we already knew Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson were in Club 99.
99 Club, yeah.
So the other eight quarterbacks that are in the top 10, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
Those guys are all 95 or higher.
Mahomes is fourth?
Yeah, at 95. Burrow's 97.
Interesting.
Everybody else is below a 90.
Okay.
Matthew Stafford, sixth.
You hate him?
I don't think that's way too high.
I don't think that's bad.
Jared Goff.
That's terrible.
Justin Herbert.
Fine.
Jalen Hurts.
Oh, he should be higher.
Baker Mayfield.
In the top 10.
Ninth.
Great.
And Jaden Daniels is 10th.
What's the number on Daniels?
85.
Yeah, see, I think he should be higher.
Yeah, we'll see him next week right here. He's practice field.
We will, yeah.
Top 10 wide receivers, Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, also both Club 99, so they're 1-2. Amon-Ra St. Brown is 3.
Okay.
CeeDee Lamb, 4.
I'd have Lamb over St. Brown, but I like St. Brown a lot.
Tyreek Hill, 5.
Yeah.
Terry McLaurin, 6. That's, we're going to see him.
That's way too high.
Next week. Mike Evans is 7. A.J. Brown, 8. Drake London, 9.
Good player. A.J. Brown's low. Keep going.
Yeah. And then Davante Adams, 10.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll see if he's able to keep that up. Running backs, Saquon Barkley, Club 99, is number 1, followed by Derrick Henry, who is a 98.
Okay.
Jahmyr Gibbs, third back.
Over, you know, it's not Bijan anymore. It's Bijan. Did you know that?
I did not.
It's Bijan Robinson, so he's over him. Okay.
Well, either way, it's Christian McCaffrey at 4, then Bijan at 5. Joe Mixon, 6.
Oh.
Josh Jacobs, 7. James Cook is 8th. Jonathan Taylor, 9th. And Kenneth Walker is 10th.
The third.
It seems like a drop-off at running back.
Yeah, I would agree.
Just me? That's not a great list.
I think Bijan's a little low.
You looking for tight ends?
I was, yeah.
Okay, wait. George Kittle, 98 overall.
Number one.
Seems aggressively high.
Okay.
Travis Kelce, he's still second.
Though. Okay, Kelce, 2, that's high.
Trey McBride, 3.
Yeah, I'd have McBride over Kelce these days. Yeah.
Mark Andrews, despite that debacle saw.
He should be lower.
Brock Bowers is 5th.
Too low.
Way too low. David Njoku is 6th.
I like Njoku, yeah.
That's high, though. TJ Hawkinson, 7. Dallas Goedert, 8. Sam Laporta, 9. And Evan Engram is 10.
So no Hunter Henry. I thought maybe he had a shot. He's not in there. Okay.
No. And then we could skip some of these ones. How about corner?
Yeah.
Patrick Surtain, number 1.
I think easily the number 1 corner in the league.
Number 2. Christian Gonzalez.
Wow.
The number 2 corner, according to Madden. He's a 95 overall.
Jeremy Fowler, when he was doing his position-by-position feedback, he said Gonzalez is the closest thing to Surtain in the league.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Huh. And then Sauce Gardner, Trent McDuffie, Jalen Ramsey, Derek Stingley Jr., Marlon Humphrey, Jair Alexander, Denzel Ward, Jalen Johnson.
Who would you rather have, Christian Gonzalez and Trent McDuffie or Christian Gonzalez and Cole Strange? Because that was the trade, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. That was the that was the pick they traded out of, yeah.
Any other positions you care about, or are we good?
Nah, it's good.
All right, let's keep going.
99 restaurants, always a
grab bag.
Are the Red Sox currently in the playoffs?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
They sure are.
Yeah, the number 2 wildcard team.
Yeah, comfortable.
What kind of monster are you? Grab bag.
Do you want your daily Rafael Devers update?
No.
I
do.
You are going to get it. 0-3 last night.
Bloodbath for him, yeah.
0-3 for Devers. He's hitting 219 on the season. And according to a guy that Iggy on Sports on Twitter.
Yeah.
Iggy on Sports.
Yeah, you know Iggy on Sports.
Since the trade, the Giants have the worst record in baseball and have scored the fewest runs per game.
They're 13-24. They're a game below 500 overall.
Yeah, they lost last night, by the way.
And they're averaging 3.6 runs per game with Devers, who's hitting .219 with a .692 OPS in San Fran.
Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Pretty good.
All right. Well, the Giants may have lost, but the Red Sox won yesterday afternoon against the Twins. So that leads us to the Hogdale call of the game.
Swung on, grounded by Yoshida. It's through! A base hit on the right field side. Past the diving first baseman. One runner scores. Two runners score. It's a runner on first and third. Two away here in a now 6-1 ball game for the Sox. Yoshida extends the lead to 5. Let's go. Hanging slider, and he mashes it into right field.
Where's my cursing?
He's working too clean.
Wow, you think he's
too clean.
He must have a big national gig lined up or
he
something like that.
He obviously does.
He's got something in his back pocket.
Somebody got to him. They said, hey, let's clean it up a little bit. He's like, okay.
Hog.
Don't do it, Hog.
Hog's going to go back to his roots.
It's the cuss cast.
Yeah, I mean,
it's what changes it. It's what makes you different from all these other
announcers. It's a good point.
Announcers.
He must have a big gig lined up.
Pretty good call, though, of the Yoshida single.
Yeah. That was very spot on.
Thought he was into that.
I felt like I could see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a genie in a grab bag. Baby, come on and let me out.
All right, let's find out who the top Major League Baseball performers from yesterday were.
Uh-huh.
Was it William Contreras? 2-for-4, 2 home runs.
Ooh.
Was it Miguel Andujar? 2-for-4, 2 home runs.
Okay.
Was it Jose Altuve? 4-for-4, home run, 3 RBI, 3 runs scored.
Okay.
Was it Jarren Duran?
Maybe.
3-for-5, home run, 4 RBI, 3 runs scored.
I want to say yes.
Was it Yu Darvish? 7 scoreless, 7 Ks in his first win of the season.
7!
Or was it Joey Wentz? 6 2/3 scoreless, 7 Ks.
7!
Joey Wentz?
Was it Jeffrey Springs? 6 innings, 1 run, 7 Ks.
7!
Beat the Mariners.
Was it Mike Burrows? 6 innings, 1 run, 7 Ks.
7!
I'm going Duran.
Yeah, probably Duran.
Yeah,
okay,
right.
That's fair.
Yeah.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random Brandon Phillips,
Eduardo Nunez,
Curtis Luskanic,
Baseball Player of the Day.
All right, once again, here's Nick with another crack at it with a random player. He's getting a little frustrated, so this could be
Once you got Buffonzer.
Yeah, Buffonzer.
Maybe 7 seconds. I've kind of given up on the stumping part.
Okay.
So we're just going to go with a fun random player.
Okay. Right.
Any random player, because Sox off today.
Yep.
We have a former Royal, White Sox, Dodger, National, Cardinal, pitcher, one-time All-Star, bullpen pitcher. I'll give you that hint. One-time All-Star. He would throw from the right, and if he was asked to bat, he was a switch hitter.
Ugh. Ricky Bonus.
It is not. He was, Billy's going to ask, he was an All-Star in 2003 with the Royals.
Okay, he started his career with Kansas City?
He started his career with Kansas City.
Nicknames.
Let's see.
Kevin Apier.
See, I was going to guess, it's not Tom Gordon. I don't know.
He does have a nickname. I think it would give it away.
Okay. Yeah, don't do that.
This guy's insane.
He was a closer as well, or just a reliever, you said?
Would close some years, and then he would go just straight to the bullpen other years.
Huh. All right, so not Jeff Suppan.
He had in his All-Star season, 27 saves, and then every other year he was basically a closer.
Three with the Royals.
Not Jose Lima.
It is not.
We've had Jose Lima.
There.
He played from 2001 to 2012.
Interesting. 1 to 12. Ah! Bob Hamlin?
It is not. Let me see if the Twitch has
reliever.
It.
Oh, reliever.
Oh, the Twitch does have it.
Jeez. Oh, Twitch has
they
it.
They do?
Wow.
Yeah, I saw it a couple times in there.
Who's the guy?
I'm going to cave and look. You guys keep guessing. I'm looking.
Righty reliever for the Royals.
Oh.
Come on.
Actually, I see a couple of names. I'm actually not sure which one it is.
Oh, okay.
Where did he play at the end of his career? You said the Giants?
Dodgers. He ended his career with the Dodgers.
Interesting. So maybe I don't know what one it is.
Mm.
I'm going to read it.
Okay.
Is it Jeremy Affeldt?
It is not.
I'm still wrong.
Okay.
Mike McDougal?
He got it.
Damn. Mike McDougal. I wouldn't have gotten that one.
So random.
Wow. Damn.
His nickname was Mac the Ninth for whatever reason.
Oh, that's awesome.
But his full name is Robert
Mac Mechner. If you
would have
said that, I would have got it right away. Incredible nickname. Mac the Ninth.
I thought it was Jeremy Affeldt. When I was looking at name options, I didn't even get the right guy.
Yeah, his full name is Robert Macklejohn McDougal.
Oh, Mac.
He should have gone by Macklejohn.
Macklejohn. Macklejohn McDougal?
Yeah.
That's a closer name.
Macklejohn featuring, what's his name, Ryan? Macklemore and who? Ryan, what's his name?
Lewis.
Thank you.
Macklejohn.
That's a topical reference right there.
Tags.
Okay, that is your random ball player each and every day here.
In my pocket.
In the grab bag. We missed any trades? Doesn't sound like we missed any Red Sox trades for sure.
No.
Okay, trade deadline at 6. WEEI Afternoons has you covered. Ya got Hart. Ya got Fitzy. Ya got Ted. And we'll get you the clip du jour next.
I'm Kristen Press. And I'm Tobin Heath. We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show. Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between. We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.